y'all for being here this evening. This is our first Shack meeting of the 2025-26 school year. I'm Dr. Janelle Morris. If you don't know me, Director of Student Services. I'm the district co-chair of the Shack. Jenny Marshall is our parent co-chair. She's not able to be with us this evening. We do have Stacy Cunningham and Jennifer Blum, who are on our executive committee, and Tanya Garland, who is our district chair. What's that?
Extraordinaire.
Just district chair, I think. Yeah. Chairperson?
Yeah, but there's something like if I'm out or gone or whatever, but I can't think of the word.
Elect.
Right now, so. Yes, thank you. Elect. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Should be a pretty productive meeting this evening as we're getting started. We've already spent the first 2 years kind of building the foundation. We've got bylaws in place. And then last year we got started with our work with the Toyota Way Forward Pediatric TBI Grant Initiative. So continuing that. Just as a reminder to take care of your needs, if we enter a discussion, debate, disagreement, we'll follow Robert's Rules of Order to take turns for speaking and asking questions. And then in a few minutes, Garland's going to go over the voting membership application process. We do have spaces this year. So if you have come in the past but are just an advisory member and you'd like to become a voting member, or if you know people that you think would be good recruits to become voting members, Garland will get you the instructions on how to do that. And then Jennifer is going to give us an update on where we're at with everything related to Toyota Way Forward, and then we will adjourn. Remember that our purpose is to ensure our school district's student health programs reflect our local community values. And we try to remain solution-driven. We ask that you, as adults, take care of your needs and that you listen respectfully to others. We'll go ahead and skip that. I don't think we're going to have any discussion this evening. And then if you ever need to reference the guide for Texas School Shacks, it's available online from the Texas Health and Human Services Department. If you've heard anything about the Student Library Advisory Council, that was one of the legislative updates that came out this summer. So they've been using our handbook to try and create their handbook. So I've been told it's a great reference to draw from, and I agree. And we have a new director of child nutrition. Those of you who were with us in the past remember that Stuart Murray used to be part of our Shack executive committee, and then his wife took a job out of state, so he left us in last spring. And so we have Rachel, I'm probably going to say her last name wrong, Telepor with us. She will be a member of the Shack. She wasn't able to join us this evening, but I expect that we'll see her at the other three meetings this fall and in the spring. Voting membership. Oh, perfect timing. Here comes Garland. All right, Garland, you're up to tell us about voting membership.
Okay. So, voting membership shall include no fewer than 10. This is from our bylaws, and no more than 30 members. A majority of the voting members should be parents of students that are enrolled currently and should not be employed by the district. And it should strive to reflect a diversity of the community. Membership may include non-voting advisory members, and voting membership may include campus staff, while district administration shall be non-voting advisory members. School board members are non-voting advisory.
Questions?
And then the second part of the bylaws talks about eligibility. Non-employee voting members must be parents of current BISD students or must reside or be business owners within the boundaries of Bastrop ISD. That was something we amended last year. Non-voting advisory members may live in surrounding areas. And according to district policy, membership categories are as follows. And I won't read those out for everyone, but it's just a variety of people. The selection process. So interested parents and community members will submit an application, and on the next slide we'll show you the Google link to do that, which you can share with whoever is interested in joining Shack. The applications received will be considered, and we'll select an appropriate number of parents and community members for recommendation to the board. Student members will be selected by high school principal. Employee members will be selected from the district positions identified under eligibility, and or employees recommended by campus administration or other district staff. The director of health services has the final decision on which members will be presented for recommendation. And then a membership roster will be presented to the board for approval and appointment. So this is a link. You want to click on it, Tanya?
Sure.
To our application. So we can share this with you in an email after this meeting. You basically fill this out and we will get your response and it will be recorded. So that is how you apply. And you can share the link with anyone you would like. Any questions?
Okay. All right. One of the things that the SHAC is responsible for is drug awareness, prevention, and education. In the previous school year, we used Operation Prevention, and this was delivered by our counselors at all campuses during October, which is National Substance Use Prevention Month. They handled that during National Red Ribbon Week in conjunction with a lot of activities they do just to try and help kids make good choices, be aware, resist peer pressure. And so this year they have asked the SHAC to approve switching from Operation Prevention to One Pill Kills. These are both free programs. The old program, Operation Prevention, was a collaboration between the Drug Enforcement Agency and Discovery Education, whereas One Pill Kills is just overseen by the Drug Enforcement Agency. And the main difference between these two programs is that Operation Prevention was always kind of through that education lens, which was why Discovery Education was a partner with them. It was very science-minded. It was tried to align to state learning TEKS related to science and health and wellness, and was just kind of geared toward the K-12 setting. Whereas the One Pill Kills, because that's strictly from the Drug Enforcement Agency, it's taken more of like a universal lens. So it's not just applicable in schools, but it's also something that you may have seen commercials or the big billboards, mm-hmm. advertising, to realize that drug use, substance abuse, those are not just in school problems. Those are community problems. Those are society problems. Those are world problems. And so when students have those influences, yes, some of that comes from their peers in school, but a lot of that comes from influences they have at home or in the activities that they choose to pursue outside of school hours. And it's a little bit more of what we would say a shock value. So one thing that the Operation Prevention piece we felt has been lacking in the past is that when it's very education-minded, it tends to be kind of sterile and just here are the facts. Whereas with the One Pill Kills, they really focused on actual stories of these are people your age who thought they were just doing something to be fun, to fit in, to show that they were growing up, and then they ended up losing their life, which wasn't what they expected, and here's the aftermath that that's left on their families, on their schools, on their communities. So we're trying to hit a little bit harder with that information. Do I have anybody in the room that feels like, no, I don't think we need to switch right now. I want to stick with what we have.
I have a question.
Sure, yes.
So Kinder, first, second, they were getting it through Operation Prevention, but I don't know if a Kinder first, second, third would understand a One Pill Kills.
Correct. And so Jennifer, can you speak to that? Because you actually are a K-5 counselor. What elements of maybe the two programs would y'all?
I'd step for the littles. Like for October, it's anti-bullying and it's Red Ribbon Week. So for the littles, it's safe and healthy choices about what is medicine, what is not medicine, just mm-hmm. because it's in a pill bottle or it's very generic. We try to just focus on keeping them safe and healthy
yeah.
and not introducing all the things, but I understand that they may be exposed to some of the things, but yes, ma'am, it's more about like healthy choices kind of across the board for the littles.
Yeah, we try to keep it age appropriate because thankfully, I will say in our K-5 settings, I have maybe two calls per year, like, hey, we found a kid with a vape or a cigarette or whatever. So it's not a problem, and we don't want to open Pandora's box by introducing a bunch of, hey, kids. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They'll be telling their parents.
Yes.
And their
yeah.
Girlfriend and their uncle, and you're like, oh, my goodness. Okay. Thank you, friends.
I think with the littles, if it's kind of talked about, which it probably already is, where you say you're talking about like what is medication, and also encouraging them and teaching them even as little, like don't take anything from anybody that is not yours.
Yes,
you know, only if it's given to you by an adult, like
your
teacher
that
you trust.
Doctor, your
teacher, yes,
CVS,
your parent.
Like, yes, ma'am. We touch base with the littles on that kind of stuff, but we don't really put that heavy verbiage.
Because I know, like for me personally, my son was in pre-K and his teacher let me know that a friend had a cough drop and gave it to him, and she saw it happen and she told him, don't take anything that you know that someone
right.
gives you, even if it's a friend.
Yes.
You know, like just trying to build start that awareness. So
yeah.
I think that's huge.
Yeah. Especially with Halloween, I think it's like the perfect time because
yes.
Yeah, we all grew up in the 80s
right.
with the razor blades
yeah, like,
and the
oh,
candy.
Today.
Yeah.
Oh, friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So is there not an option to do the more educational for the littles using the Operation Prevention, which is more, I think, setting a base, a foundation,
yeah.
and then more the shock value for the...
Jennifer, do you think it would be safe to say that we're really aiming at 6 through 12 when
yes,
we're
ma'am.
Talking about looking at the one pill kills?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Just, and for the littles too, I'm hesitant to introduce things that, like my kids, we have no idea,
yeah.
like about all the names
mm-hmm.
and the things, and that may not be everybody's reality, but I would just think with the littles, like, just keep it little friendly, little
mm-hmm.
language friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But I
what curriculum are you using? That is my question, because yes, my little is staring through the window. she's making lovely breath marks. I guess my concern is not that you would do this.
Oh no, ma'am. Okay. No, absolutely.
But my Stacy's approach to how to teach a kindergartner versus Miss Blum's. You know, that if there's not based on our curriculum,
mm-hmm.
I guess I'm a little concerned about like where people are going to go with this versus having something that kind of leads where we're going with it and kind of keeps them
saying the same thing.
Do y'all currently use Operation, like when you were at MENA last year, did you use the
K-5
lessons?
The Red Ribbon Week, there's a whole campaign. It's
okay.
the DEA.
Okay.
They have like an elementary, upper elementary.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So depending on the grade level that I'm presenting to, I pull from them. They have like slideshows and media and yes, ma'am. That's where I pull
that.
And
that
prevention?
Is probably the Operation Prevention, right? Because that's from the DEA.
Let me double check.
Okay.
So maybe we are splitting.
Yeah, but it's always good to make sure. Because you're right. You get like a brand new counselor or one who's been at secondary and now is coming to elementary.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
yeah. No, both of them are provided to us for free, yeah.
It would be fine. It is just from redribbon.org/curriculum.
Okay.
That's what I've been using.
Yeah.
And then also, like I said, kind of talking about the difference in, you know, medicine and candy, and if you find something you're not sure, check in with an adult, ask your teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of lessons on the fly. I don't.
What you're talking about, the Red Ribbon curricula, that's all in the toolkit. That is Operation Prevention. So we are okay sticking with Operation Prevention for the K-5, and we're okay with utilizing the one pill kills in 6-12.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes, please.
Okay. Second.
Okay. All approved.
Thank you. Aye.
Okay, any opposed? Alright, perfect. Okay, and that was our main item of business. Alright, now it's time for Ms. Blum to talk about Toyota Way Forward.
Do you want me to come stand or can I
Yeah, please, whatever you're comfortable, yes.
Can I sit? Oh, sorry.
I can sit, ma'am, I haven't sat since, oh Lord have mercy. Alright, so I am, oh, my heart is so full. I just wanna thank these gorgeous gals up front for taking a chance on me and giving me this opportunity. We're gonna do the most amazing things. So since we last met, lesson plans, I wrote them up and they were approved by Shaq. We created a list of supplies needed to implement the lessons, which we will get paid for. Dr. Morris also let me do my certified trauma and resilience specialist certification, which I'm so excited because the knowledge is in the room and we are gonna do some amazing things. I met with Miss Norma from Bastrop County Cares. They are actually writing a grant to duplicate what we are doing in our surrounding districts, which to me is like a huge honor and a huge like accomplishment for us and the work that we're doing, like Smithfield. Just, oh gosh, I get so excited, sorry. So we're working on that. I'm gonna give her a copy of the lesson plans. We're working on the wish list together to maybe make it more budget friendly for our smaller districts. We've got some upcoming opportunities, which I'm super nervous about, sorry, I stutter, I get excited. We're gonna do the Roots of Change, the Youth Summit, and then the Bastrop Education Town Hall. Board member Ruiz, she's so excited for us to share out all of the things. She's been an amazing ally to get the information out. So, my friends, our next steps. Who and when is gonna teach the lessons? How else can we share our info with the community? That's kind of where I am right now. Mm-hmm. I don't wanna overload our counselors because we also have like CPU, GT testing, like our cup runneth the over. The nurses, their cup runneth the over. So who's responsible for that? When do we want to do it? And how else can we get the info out there is kind of where I need y'all's noggins.
Okay, so I can help with part of the first question. With K-5, they do health because that's one of the things that the Shack adopted our first year was the number of health education minutes they needed per year. So that's built into their mm-hmm. normal PE schedule. I forget if they do it like every other Friday or if they have the discretion to choose one day out of every 2 weeks, but it can be done. And I would suggest doing it in March, right? Is traumatic
Yes,
brain
ma'am.
Yeah. I think it probably would be easiest for everybody if we just said, since we know it's in March, we can just do those lessons the week before spring break. And then that way it's kind of on the calendar every year, just like Thanksgiving is always the fourth Thursday. Our TBI lessons are always the week before spring break. With our middle schoolers, they have to take the health and human development course mm-hmm. in seventh grade. So whoever is teaching or overseeing that class, same thing, can do those lessons the week before spring break to hit our middle school population. And then high school, I need to check with Raina. I forgot to ask her and I knew she wasn't gonna be here this evening because I think they have an Edgenuity course that's health related and we could ask the person who teaches that class to do it the week before spring break. But I agree, we don't need to put one more thing on our counselors or our nurses. So that seems like we're already teaching health in those areas. This just seems like a natural fold in to me.
Does the spring break end to 6 weeks?
It is the end of the third 9 weeks, yes ma'am.
You want to mm-hmm. do the week after?
I mean,
yeah, I'm good with
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. I think they cram a lot of stuff in before spring
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then they kind of ease into it. I think that's a great suggestion. All right, then you've already got us booked for one community.
Oh my gosh, yeah, our two events. I'm so excited. There's the Roots of Change, and then there's the Bastrop Education Town Hall. So I'm really excited, like, to be a part of it. And again, thank y'all for this amazing opportunity.
So let's talk about both of those, so that if those who are in the room are available and want to come, or if they know others who aren't here this evening but can come. Talk about times, dates, where to be, what you need us to help with. I'm going to get our order put in for the flyers and the magnets, and we may not have them in time for the community hall, but we should have them by Roots of Change at the latest.
What are y'all's thoughts? I'm just curious. Like, what should be available? Or, I mean, obviously we don't want to do, you know, a whole bunch of pronouns and things that people are just going to, like, put in their bag, but I want it to be meaningful, so open to any suggestions.
I think because we're still in that infancy stage, just the sharing of information is probably where we're at baseline, and then making sure that whoever is working that table knows how to, yes,
it's
yeah,
gonna be me.
Yeah, yeah, knows how to refer them out. So if
okay,
they
yes,
suspect that, you know, kid fell off the bed, hit head,
yes,
do I need to take him to the doctor? Do I need to take him to the ER? And then what are kind of those resources there?
Should we have somebody from secondary, maybe just for, like, the concussion part? Because
I kind of work
from, like, TBI, from abuse or neglect.
Yep, I would love if we could get one of our athletic trainers.
I was thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe reach out to Ansie.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the magnets and the t-shirts?
Yeah.
Is that going to be for sale, or is that kind of just giving this away?
I think it's just going to be a giveaway, because
okay,
I think we've got the money
mm-hmm.
and the budget for it to
just get their attention,
yeah,
like, hey,
mm-hmm.
here's some info.
Yeah. Take care
of it. People love t-shirts.
I have not thought that far ahead, but I don't know. Do we
what
want kid volunteers?
Oh.
I mean, I can take some if y'all
yeah,
want.
Yeah,
totally.
I think
that'd
be cool.
Well, I'm just thinking
mm-hmm.
pals. You know, they need their.
Mm-hmm.
They need their
oh,
hours.
They.
Yeah.
They can hand stuff out. They can.
Yeah.
Stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Ian never says anything. You know, it's a great idea. It's a kid.
They might have ideas too about how to get the information out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm wondering, do we put signs up, like, at the pharmacy, like CVS,
mm-hmm.
Walgreens, HEB, Walmart? I mean, to really put the info
yeah,
out there?
I would say any of it. You know, one of the reasons we were awarded the grant is because, like, the population with the highest underdiagnosed traumatic brain injuries is our Hispanic males 0 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously those are not children that we're really serving in our schools, but we
right.
assume we have a lot of their families in our
mm-hmm.
schools with older siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'd say anything we can do to get out in places where our families mm-hmm. go, even if those families are not with us yet, because maybe all of their kiddos are little, then, yeah.
So could I make a flyer? Tomorrow's our dedication. Could I have it, if I have it done by Friday, do you think I could come over here and print
mm-hmm.
and we can post? Okay.
Yeah.
McDonald's, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Places
no,
where
seriously,
people,
like
mm-hmm.
Ross, like anywhere. Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Places to attract the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have the Busy Bee owners at Adelton, so I can give them those.
And then our CDCs.
Okay, CDCs.
Emil, Blue Bonnet, and Cedar Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Emil, Cedar Creek, and
Blue Bonnet.
Parents, the parents, the teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the high school sends out a weekly thing, kind of like they're doing a blast in the.
And then if you wanna give it to Blue Bonnet, I'm happy to give it to her, you can do it for her.
Oh, yeah, the Blue Bonnet trees. Yes, ma'am, I can take care of that.
And then we could piggyback off some of the other things, like we mentioned last year in April, they have the.
Yes, yeah.
Children's Advocacy Center.
Yeah, I think last year we got started on that conversation so late, we ended up missing our chance, but I think if we can have those conversations now, like Jennifer emailed a couple of weeks ago to ask if she could reserve a table for the community.
Yes, yeah, we have a table, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Good deal.
And then like if there was something for the Chamber of Commerce too, I can like, I'll be happy to talk to anybody who will listen, so any opportunities in the public that y'all can think of, like just reach out, I'll go after work, before work, during work, like don't give me a reason to go buy McDonald's, you know, at 11:30. But yeah, any way we can get this information out, just let me know.
Yeah. Thank you for doing this.
Oh gosh, no, that's.
Other events that y'all know are like annual, I mean, do you see there, I'm sure, things that.
I mean, yeah, family crisis, I'm sure there's giving stuff, we have to go out tomorrow, next month.
Most churches do a fall festival.
Yes.
Oh.
October 5th is the Bastrop. I know there's one in Bastrop.
Mm-hmm. Like downtown?
Ascension.
Oh, okay.
Is that Ascension?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and they're part of our grant, so that would be huge. Okay.
Yep. It's October 5th.
Okay.
Imagine that's a Sunday. But it's a Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all just let me know, and we can get like a flyer and stuff set up, and I can just go out. I mean, whatever we have to do to get the word out and get help for the kiddos.
Well, you have your FQHC partner here as well. They do all sorts of community meetings and partnerships and stuff as well.
The health clinic?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
so
true,
they're always
yeah.
Going and setting up a table somewhere. So
they are.
Reach out to Natalie.
Natalie, yeah. That's excellent, yeah. And then Rebecca is in the clinic. She's a site coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Saldana.
Mm-hmm.
She's a site coordinator for the actual clinic. But yeah, Natalie would be a great resource.
Okay. I think we've got some good stuff cooking.
Yes. Good deal.
Any other items that we need to consider for our next meeting, which is going to be October? October 28th. And is 5:30 a good time for the group this year for starts?
Okay.
Okay. If you don't mind us.
Yeah, no, we don't mind at all.
Practice after this.
She's exhausted.
She'll sleep good tonight. All right, well then, if that is the case, then we're adjourned at 6:02 p.m. Thank y'all for coming this evening and your time and ideas and thoughts. Always appreciate it.
And y'all know how to reach us if y'all have stuff in between meetings to share or bring up or.
Do we need police support?
Yes.
Do we have a date and time for that?
Yes, so that'll be the 21st. Do y'all want to do is for.
As long as I have a heads up.
Okay.
I just
yes, and I'm sorry because it snuck up on me too. I was like, oh my gosh, we didn't even get together.
I'm happy to work.
the 21st, yeah.